This just in.
We begin tonight with breaking news.
The U.S. Navy said...
Welcome to your AFN Suda Bay News Stream. I'm MCSN Christine McDavid. One of port operations' responsibilities is to manage and contain any oil spills that could happen when a ship pulls into port. Oil spills cause major damage to both the oceans and land's ecosystem by contaminating the food chain. It also harms birds and mammals' ability to insulate themselves against the cold water and has a negative impact on local fisheries that rely on their seafood harvest. Lieutenant Mark Owen, NSA Suda Bay's Port Operations Officer, came by the studio to discuss the upcoming practice port operations will conduct. With the possibility of ships pulling in with little prep time, port ops must always be ready to move at a moment's notice to quickly reduce the level of pollution oil causes.
So mid-November is kind of our quarterly oil spill response drill. We'll take at least three vessels out. We'll handle like a typical spill where we'll simulate throwing blocks of wood into the ocean and wait 15 to 20 minutes so that the current takes them out, really spreads it all out, and then I'll send my guys out there and they have to pick up all the blocks.
Next, Owen spoke about port operations finally acquiring two new vessels. According to Owen, the average vessel gets retired after 20 to 25 years and needs to be replaced to efficiently contain and clean up oil spills.
We finally got two new ones that came. It's a utility boat, which is kind of our workhorse for handling oil spill boom and stuff like that. And we also have a new platform boat, which would be the response boat in an oil spill environment.
To celebrate the two new vessels, Port Ops is soliciting for names for both vessels. To submit your idea, contact Port Operations at 266-1421. That's all for your AFN Suda Bay News Stream. I'm MCSN Christine McDavid.